On a rock, head in hand, I sit. Long white hair flows now to my lap, and my old tired wings rest now at my side. Peaceful, still. Dawn. I watch the day come into being, the gentle approach of the sun. The world above, the world below, graced with light. And I, witness of thousands of dawns, can't help but remember this morning near my passing, a time long ago when, for a moment, these wings, which define my very angelhood, became invisible. There was a spring festival in the countryside where I'd been sent. Adults and children alike danced and celebrated the end of winter's shelter, the bountiful green beginnings, the harvests to come. My task was very unique, you see, for I had been sent to gather light. Our world then, our world now, both bleak and bright, always on the brink of night. So as the townspeople danced and sang, I opened my magic leather sack and let their light flow in. I went from town to town in this way, and in each town I passed through, people greeted me with a generosity of spirit and gentle kindness. Yet seeking light, I had little time to respond in kind. When I arrived in the last village, just when I had almost enough light, I was stopped. "I've heard about you," said a young man, close to the age I was then. "You are the angel gathering light to save us from the world's night." "That's right," I said, a little too proudly, perhaps, for an angel. "But if you were truly an angel, then where are your wings?" I was puzzled for a moment, sure that my wings were where they had always been, strapped onto my back with heartstrings. But I tried to flap. Nothing. I looked behind me. Nothing. Then, panicking, I looked into my magic bag. Nothing. Where is the light?